This year, Ma'adaya has chosen the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman, the very famous surah of the Quran al-Karim. Well, let's start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Ar-Rahman is a Makki surah, meaning that it was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And generally, the Makki surahs are those surahs which deal fundamentally with aqidah, with belief, with iman, strengthening the faith and elaborating and indicating towards what it means to believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This surah, Surah Ar-Rahman, has 78 verses and it has 3 rukus. There is a bit of academic discussion as to whether it is revealed in Makkah or it was revealed in Medina, but the majority of the scholars say it was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, to understand the style of the surah, the previous surah is Surah Al-Qamar. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. And in that surah, Surah Al-Qamar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the rebellious nations, the disobedient people, and how Allah punished them. And this verse is then repeated in Surah Al-Qamar after Allah makes mention of each nation that was punished or each type of punishment. Allah says, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. Then how was my torment and my warnings? How was my torment and my warnings? That's how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala repeats the sentiment. Now Surah Rahman, Allah talks about His bounties upon man and jinn. And Allah repeats the phrase, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which bounties of your Lord will you deny? 31 times Allah asks this rhetorical question, if you like, to both men and jinn. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That which favors of your Lord will you deny? So this gives us a bit of context in terms of what the preceding surah is about. There Allah talks about punishment and repeats the verse, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. That how was my torment and warning? And here in this surah, Surah Rahman, Allah talks about His bounties upon men and jinnkind, and Allah repeats the sentence 31 times, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which verses of your Rabb will you deny? So we go straight into now the first verse, Ar-Rahman, the Merciful. We know that Allah has many attributive names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has beautiful names. Call out unto Allah with these names. Why does Allah specifically start with this attributive name, Ar-Rahman, the Merciful? Some scholars have said it is because the idolaters in Makkah, the Mushrikeen, they were not aware of this attributive name of Allah. As is mentioned elsewhere in the Quran, they used to say, قَالُوا وَمَنْ رَحْمَنْ. Who is this Rahman? What is this Rahman? So Allah starts off by saying, Ar-Rahman, the Merciful. Everything is in existence because of the mercy of Allah. That's why Allah starts the Quran also with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Fatiha, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, repeating His attributive names which denote mercy. So ya Allah brings His mercy into focus in the very first verse of Surah Ar-Rahman. Then Allah says, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. He has taught us the Quran. It is Allah who has taught us the Quran. Not because He had an obligation, but through His mercy. That's why Ar-Rahman, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Because Allah is merciful, Allah has taught us the Quran. Allah alone is the actual teacher of the Quran. The Quran is Allah's greatest gift from the different gifts which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with innumerable, multiple miracles. You know, books have been written, voluminous books have been written on the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the greatest miracle which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Quran. The greatest gift to this ummah was the gift of the Quran. Otherwise, the Quran, which is so weighty, you know, weightier than the heavens and the mountains, how is it that it can be absorbed in the bosoms of a feeble human? How can a feeble, fragile human ever bear the grand speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? It is only because Allah Himself facilitates the teaching of the Quran. Allama al-Quran. In Surah Al-Najm, which is two surahs prior to Surah Rahman, Allah mentions in reference to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that allamahu shadidul quwa, that one who is severe in power has taught the Quran to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Allah. Allah Himself has taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Quran. So Allah has taught us the words of the Quran, the meanings of the Quran. Allah has made it easy for us to memorize the Quran. And Allah has then taught us how to teach others the Quran and made it the best form of teaching. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best of you are those who study the Quran and who teach the Quran. So that's the first discussion on the tafsir of Surah Al-Rahman.